ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 82। कृष्णा मीट्स द इनहैबिटेंट्स ऑफ वृंदावन। टेक्स्ट 11 ऑनवर्ड्स टिल 16। टेक्स्ट नंबर 11। स्वयं च तद अनुज्ञाता वृष्णयः कृष्णदेवता भुक्तो पवि विशुः कामं स्निग्ध छाया अंग्री पांग्रिषु। स्वयं च तद् अनुज्ञाता वृष्णय कृष्णदेवता भुक्तोपविविशु कामं स्निग्धछायाङ्ग्रिपाङ्ग्रिषु। स्वयं च तदनुज्ञाता वृष्णय कृष्णदेवता भुक्तोपविविशु कामं स्निग्धछायाङ्ग्रिपाङ्ग्रिषु। स्वयं च तदनुज्ञाता वृष्णय कृष्णदेवता भुक्तोपविविशु कामं स्निग्धछायाङ्ग्रिपाङ्ग्रिषु। माताजी, स्वयं themselves, cha and tat by him, Lord Krishna, anugyata, given permission, vrishnaya, the vrishnis, Krishna, Lord Krishna, devata, whose exclusive deity, Bhuktva, eating, Upavivishu, sat down, Kamam, at will, snigdha, cool, chhaya, whose shade, angripa, of trees, angrishu, at the feet. Translations and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Then, with the permission of Lord Krishna, their sole object of worship, the Vrishnis ate breakfast and sat down at their leisure beneath trees that gave cooling shade. The next verses. The Yadavas saw that many of the kings who had arrived were old friends and relatives, namely the Matsyas, Ushinaras, Kaushalyas, Vidharbas, Kurus, Srinjayas, Kamabhojas, Kaikayas, Madras, Kuntis, and the kings of Anarth and Kerala. They also saw many hundreds of other kings, both allies and adversaries. In addition, my dear King Parikshit, they saw their dear friends Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd man and woman who had been suffering in anxiety for so long. As the great joy of seeing one another made the lotuses of their hearts and faces blossom with fresh beauty, the men embraced one another enthusiastically. With tears pouring from their eyes, the hair on their bodies standing on end, and their voices choked up, they all felt intense bliss. The women glanced at one another with pure smiles of loving friendship, and when they embraced, their breasts smeared with saffron paste pressed against one another as their eyes filled with tears of affection. They all then offered obeisances to their elders and received respect in turn from their younger relatives. After inquiring from one another about the comfort of their trip and their well-being, they all proceeded to talk about Krishna. Purport. These are the special dealings of Vaishnavas. Even the family entanglement that delude ordinary conditioned souls are no encumbrance for those whose family members are all pure devotees of the Lord. Impersonalists have no capacity for appreciating these intimate dealings, since their philosophy condemns as illusory any kind of personal, emotional existence. When followers of impersonalism pretend to understand the loving relationship of Krishna and His devotees, they only create havoc for themselves and whoever listens to them. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya నామినే గౌరత్విషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శివాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. సో దిస్ ఇస్ one of the happiest moments here which we are experiencing in the pages of Bhagavatam. A festival of reunion here is happening, and everyone who is participating in the reunion is so happy because they are meeting their old friends and relatives. When I read this particular paragraph, this verses, I recollected one incident which happened when few devotees, they had gone to His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, and the discussion was happening on the yatra. We have every year our Kartik yatra, and we know that how many lot of devotees come, thousands of devotees. So while discussing, someone just asked Maharaj, so many people are coming for yatra, you know, so many people, just increasing and increasing. Sometimes we may also call public jada aa raha, you know, public is coming too much. Now we may grade Vaishnavas into public or people, you know, too much crowd. Sunday feast, festival, too much crowd. So, I mean, sometimes you have to see from the angle of a great soul also. So he said, it's good. More devotees means more opportunity for service. And we never thought of it. It's a fact, every year when we go for yatra, the number of devotees who are needed for service are increasing more and more, and everyone is getting opportunity to serve. So I was correlating with this whole incident which is happening, and I was just saying that every year when we go for yatra, this kind of things happen when on the first day of registration, in the registration counter, such kinds of feelings are exchanged. When devotees come from different parts of the world and they haven't met each other for a long time, maybe on WhatsApp, on Skype, maybe, not physically. But they meet each other and then you see the dealings. Because I am part of the yatra committee, so I come advance, so I am not in anxiety of my accommodation or the belt which I get. So I just witness that devotees come and they are so happy to see each other, the loving exchange which comes. Or if devotees cannot meet each other at registration counter, then they meet at the prasadam counter, or they meet at the first spot where they go for visiting the holy place. And then you see these beautiful pastimes coming out. And Prabhupada said, these are the special dealings of a Vaishnava. Srila Prabhupada comments in one of his purports, Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said that if one has to experience special dealings of Vaishnavas, one should go through the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will find the topmost dealings of Vaishnavas coming together. And we have experienced from the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Advaita Acharya's dealing with Lord Nityananda Prabhu while taking prasad at Shantipur. Advaita Acharya's dealing with Haridas Thakur. Can you imagine Advaita Acharya, one of the main pundits in that area in Shantipur, when Orthodox community was existing, and he is inviting all the Brahmanas in his house for Shraddha Patra. And the first person he is serving is Haridas Thakur. It's a bold declaration, but Advaita Acharya doesn't mind. He knows he is the best Brahmana, Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur is overwhelmed with this dealing of Advaita Acharya. And the next Advaita Acharya request Haridas Thakur is that, please stay in Shantipur. Let's keep meeting each other. So Rivas Thakur immediately takes a residence next to Ashantipura's Phulia and he stays there, chants his Hare Krishna, and they keep meeting each other and having special dealings. So this is Chaitanya Charitamrita, special dealings seen between devotees. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he had special dealing with his associates, unique dealings. He dealt with Jagadananda Pandit uniquely. He dealt with Gadadhar Pandit uniquely. And how he dealt with Raghunath Das Goswami, and how all the Vaishnavas would come together during Rath Yatra. This is the subject of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Therefore, one time one devotee was mentioning in his class, in previous classes, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are more easily to be connected by devotees. He was giving an understanding that Lord has taken so many incarnations. Matsya, Kurma, Vara, Vaman, Narsinga. But of all them, every incarnation has a special pastime. We relish hearing them. But somehow or other we find that Lord Rama's pastime and Lord Krishna's pastimes are more relishable. Why? The reason is because Lord Rama and Lord Krishna came as a human being, as a role of a human being. And because we are humans, we can relate to those pastimes. So those pastimes are more popular than the other pastimes. But if we find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime and go deeper, we as devotees can appreciate. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as a devotee to teach us how to be a devotee. It is easy to get the name as a devotee, but to become a devotee is a challenge. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains or demonstrates this whole gamut of Vaishnava dealings in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita. We find even in Srila Prabhupada's life, when he interacted with his god brothers, with his equal, his friends, he exhibited those special dealings. Like I remember when His Holiness Sadhanath Maharaj was once mentioning in his one of his lecture that when he was staying in Vrindavan, and this is the time when Srila Prabhupada had not arrived in Vrindavan. So he was staying in Vrindavan, he had already met Prabhupada at Cross Maidan Pandal, and then he had gone to Vrindavan, he was staying. And suddenly one day he hears that Swami Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami with his disciples, a busload of devotees, foreign disciples, they have come to Vrindavan. And this, it was a talk of the town. All Vrindavan people were talking that how there are Vaishnavas from outside India. And Prabhupada was staying in one particular person's house. And that was the time when Radhanath Maharaj was visiting during his daily course. He would visit many devotees, and he went and met Akinchan Das Babaji Maharaj. And then Radhanath Maharaj told Akinchan Das Babaji Maharaj that Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has come. And Akinchan Das Babaji Maharaj was so excited because Akinchan Das Babaji Maharaj had a old relationship with Prabhupada. So he said, "You know Prabhupada very well, please take me." Maharaj said, I don't know him, but I have seen him. But because I am from part of Western entourage, so maybe I will get entry immediately. So Maharaj took Akinchan Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj to the place where Srila Prabhupada was staying. And there in the room, Prabhupada was meeting many dignitaries, many people were there sitting, and Prabhupada was having his darshan and talk. And as usual, Prabhupada had kept one devotee outside to guard the door. So Akinchan Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj is trying to enter the room, and this devotee from the West, he stops him, said, "You cannot enter, no permission." Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj never experienced such thing in Vrindavan, where he could go to any place, a temple. He was a devotee who can enter any place. In fact, there would be tumultuous kirtan going on a big festival, and he would enter the kirtani, how much better he would be. He would stop and give mridang to him, you sing. That was how reciprocation Akinchan Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj had received. And suddenly here he was. So he humbly stepped back, and then Maharaj came ahead and said, don't you know who is he? He said, "I don't know who is he, but I have been told not to allow anyone." Sometimes as new people, when we are new devotees, we can make such mistakes, you know. I remember my own, when I was a new person and I was taking care of sound system, and that time Prabhupada's Vyas Puja was going on, and I remember Govind Prabhu had given me this Vyas Puja book. He said, "Keep this book and don't give anyone," he said. So I took literally letter of the law, and I did not want to give anyone. And immediately next to me was that time Devamrita Prabhu. And he said, "Can I see the book?" And I said, "No, Prabhupada, Govind Prabhu has said not to give anyone." I mean, I forgot, but some other devotee reminded me. I was thinking that if I, after so many years, now I know what to do, how to deal with it. But we can be sometimes a neophyte stage, very, very bold, you know. She was not allowing Akinshin Krishna Dasa Bhajamaras to enter. Sorry. So then Maharaj said, why don't you ask Prabhupada whether he wants to meet him? So he went inside and said, Prabhupada, someone Akinshin Dasa Bhaji Maharaj wants to meet. Prabhupada said, bring him immediately. So he was shocked. So he went and he called him. So Maharaj brought him inside. And he was barely just inside the door. Prabhupada saw him. Prabhupada was sitting. Prabhupada got up as if ejected from his seat. And Prabhupada ran, and he also ran. Then they came together in the middle of the room, and they embraced. And they were embracing and smiling and laughing. And it was as if the whole room and the whole world did not exist when there was the dealings exchange between both of them. And then Prabhupada came and made him sit in the very seat which he was sitting. The seat was very small, but somehow Prabhupada and both of them just squeezed in and sat in the same seat. And then Prabhupada forgot everyone, the guest who had come, and Prabhupada was talking in Bengali with him. And Maharaj was mentioning, I was just witnessing what's going on, you know. Suddenly a grave, very philosophical discussion happening in the room, and now this whole outpour of laughter, joy. And Maharaj mentions in his class that he saw that Prabhupada and Akinchan Krishnadas Maharaj were discussing, they were embracing. Sometimes tears were coming from their eyes, and sometimes they were hitting at each other's back. And the discussion continued for 1 hour, oblivious to anyone in the room. And slowly, slowly, the guests who had come, they left because they were thinking how long this will go on, no one knows. And Maharaj mentions, Adhanatma mentions that, I could see a glimpse of what happens in the spiritual world between two devotees. Maharaj said, I couldn't understand anything because it was in Bengali. But just the feeling, the happiness which they were experiencing, it was amazing. So this is called as a special dealing between Vaishnavas. Because the center is Krishna. So apparently laughter, joking, crying, but center is Krishna. It gives pleasure to others also who see that pastime. One more beautiful incident comes in the pages of Prabhupada Lilamrit. This happened in Vishakhapatnam. So Satyarupa Maharaj writes, actually Prabhupada had gone to Vishakhapatnam because he was invited by his godbrother Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj in his mutt. So Prabhupada had taken his entourage of disciples and they reached Vishakhapatnam. And then they mentioned that how Prabhupada was so happy. They always saw Prabhupada as an acharya, but when Prabhupada would interact with his godbrothers, it was a different Prabhupada altogether. And Satyarupa Maharaj writes in the book that there was Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj and one more godbrother, Ananda Das Brahmachari. And these two devotees, they would constantly with Prabhupada in his room. And from outside these devotees, all these Vaishnavas who had come with Prabhupada, Prabhupada disciples, they would watch that Prabhupada was so jovial, Prabhupada was so light. In discussion, he would smile, he would laugh. And then he mentioned Prabhupada was once giving class and Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj entered the room. Prabhupada got down from asses and offered obeisance to him, and he also offered obeisances. This was shocking for many Western devotees. They had never seen like Prabhupada coming immediately getting down from asses and offering. So they were in for a new thing where they were seeing the interaction between two great souls who are God brothers. And then Prabhupada knew that this mutt is very small. So many devotees have come here. How will they manage your expenses? So Prabhupada immediately bought a good donation and gave them, said, keep this. And then what happened? Then all these mud devotees became so happy because donation has come. But immediately they used the donation entirely for Prabhupada disciples. Every day, morning and evening, big feast they would cook. And especially this devotee, this godbrother of Prabhupada, Ananda Das Brahmachari, was a very old devotee that time. He would see that he would enter into the kitchen, himself cook, and then himself serve all the devotees. And Satyarupa Maharaj recollects that every day 15 items, prasadam, he would cook alone. Some of the items he mentions, rice, 3 sabjis, aloo poshta, dal, french fries, chutney, malpua, rajakeli, sandesh, kheer. And for many devotees it was a big thing, 15 items in prasadam. And Prabhupada would himself sit and he would monitor the how things are going on when prasadam is distributed. So Ananda Das Prabhu, he would come out and he would serve himself, all the Western devotees. And that time Prabhupada would say, give him more, give him more. And Ananda Das Prabhu, he would be very happy and he would serve more. And devotees were happy because more was coming. And the amazing taste of prasadam was out of the world. And devotees were actually overeating. So Prabhupada then called all the devotees in his room and he said, you saw, this devotee is so senior, is Ananda, he is my god brother. But for you he is cooking. And not just cooking, he is serving you. And he is serving all the second servers. And then finally you see now he is taking prasadam, whatever is remaining. This is a Vaishnava. We have to learn from him. So this is what we all learn from the dealings of advanced devotees. An apparent problem also may be there, an apparent jovial mood or a serious mood, but that also is a source of, it's a lesson for us. Like Srila Prabhupada had one very nice friend, Bhagatji in Vrindavan. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj recollects that this Bhagatji would, when Prabhupada was in Vrindavan in the last days, Prabhupada like was very sick, but Bhagatji would come and then no one would stop him, you know, because he was his friend. He knew Prabhupada from very old days when Prabhupada was simple, Abhay Charanarvinda Das, like that, you know, a devotee from connected to Bhakti Siddhanta. That he knew that. So he would always come and meet Prabhupada and he would barge in Prabhupada's room and Prabhupada would allow that. Prabhupada was sick but Prabhupada would allow. And then when he would enter, they would just laugh and joke. So Tamal Krishna recollects, Bhagatji would come with every time with a new story from Vrindavan. So one time he told a story to Prabhupada and Prabhupada just laughed and laughed at the story. It was good to see Prabhupada very happy even though he was sick. So he said one story he mentioned was there was one Ramu and one Shamu. These were great devotees, very nice devotees. They stayed in Govardhan. So Ramu and Shamu were such nice devotees, they would regularly meet and discuss about Krishna. Even if they discuss something apparently of something political or something happening in the world, there would be a connection with Krishna. So they were so nice devotees. Now what happened was, Ramu and Shamu, they were also concerned about each other's spiritual life. They were not just laughing devotees, but they were also concerned. One of the big concerns of Ramu was that Shamu was addicted to tea. And he wanted Shamu to get rid of tea, chai. But Shamu was not able to give up. So Ramu was thinking, what to do with this? I have to make my friend leave this tea. It's not good for him. So one day, as usual, Shamu came walking and he saw Ramu. But he saw Ramu was very serious and grave. He wasn't the same Ramu every day we would see, smile and embrace him. So he said, what happened? Why are you so grave? He said, yesterday I saw a dream. Acha, what dream? Was it a ghastly dream? No. It was Krishna coming in my dream. Oh, Shamu said, Krishna coming in your dream. So why are you worried? You should be happy. No, Krishna was worried. Therefore, I am also worried. Why Krishna was worried? Krishna was discussing with me that he was telling that, Ramu, soon you are going to come to me, Golok Vrindavan. And Shamu also has to come because both of you are very nice devotees. But I have a serious worry, Krishna said. So Krishna was worried about you, Ramu said to Shamu. So what worry he had? Please tell me. Krishna was worried. Krishna was telling me that if Shamu comes to Golok Vrindavan, I cannot provide him tea because there is no tea in Golok Vrindavan. And then Shamu started laughing and he understood that Ramu had a serious lesson for him through this encounter. And Bhagatji mentions that was the day Shamu gave up tea. So even apparently correcting him was through a Krishna conscious way, a dream. So this is the dealing which happens between Vaishnavas. So in this purport, it is mentioned, even the family entanglement that delude ordinary conditioned souls are no encumbrance for those whose family members are all pure devotees. So you find in Shastras, there are some purports in Bhagavatam translations where it is mentioned about family life. Family life is like a deep, dark well. It's like a cocoon. One who enters, he cannot come out. And it is true. It is not wrong. It's right. people in the outside world may not be aware. They will be happy to enter into married life. But later realize, oh. So the point is, like for example, I remember I was going in train one time, you know, and some friends were discussing. And they were pushing other friend. You should get married, you should get married, you know, you're already over age, you should get married. So it's a long distance train, so they were discussing and pushing him to get married. And after that friend went away for maybe some other place in the coach, they were saying that why should you only suffer? Why should he not suffer? So they were pushing him to married life. So this kind of discussion is going on between friends. So the point is that how happily people accept that family life is very difficult. Don't have to be very shastric in that. You just open WhatsApp, all the messages which husband send and wife send it among the group. You find that misery between husband having for wife and wife having for husband. So it's a fact, as Bhagavata mentions, family life is an encumbrance. But if the family is of devotees, if the center is Krishna, that family life becomes a very pleasant atmosphere. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a family life. But when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was about to enter his house, he would think about entering into Golok Vrindavan. Grihete Goloka Bhai. So how can a family life, which is such an encumbrance, can turn into Golok Vrindavan? It's a science. The science is Krishna consciousness. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur had made his life and his family atmosphere Krishna conscious. And therefore when Krishna is in the center of family life, apparent problems, anxieties, but when Krishna is center, and Krishna remains in center, and Krishna continues to remain in center, the family life continues. And there will be occasions of joy, there will be occasions of sadness, but family life will be happily progressing towards Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada makes a very wonderful point in one of the purports in Chaitanya Charitamrita about family atmosphere and also of married life. This is the pastime of Sakshi Gopal, wherein this young Brahmana goes with the old Brahmana for a pilgrimage. Young Brahmana is a poor, the old Brahmana is very happy, and then he promises him that I will give you my daughter in marriage. You know? So after the marriage is over, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport. Srila Prabhupada says that Prabhupada makes a commentary in that comment that how it is that this episode of someone marrying a girl and the whole episode rotating around marriage of a man, young man with a girl, and this whole thing is coming in the pages of Bhagavatam. Not only coming in the pages of Bhagavatam, which Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, such an amazing Vairagi person, has mentioned that in Bhagavatam. Not only that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to that place along with Nityananda Prabhu, and I sat down and discussed about this married life. Why? So Prabhupada says, because this married life had Krishna in the center. There was Sakshi Gopal. And therefore this married life is also so elevated that great souls and even Supreme Personality of Godhead is discussing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. They are discussing about this man marrying this girl. And then Prabhupada says, similarly there are many things which our International Society of Krishna Consciousness is doing, which apparently outside people are not able to understand. And Prabhupada says, just like I'm a sannyasi, but I'm getting my disciples married. And people may think, what sannyasi has to do with marriage? But they can't understand that we are doing, because Prabhupada would arrange on stage, like in Cross Madan Pandal, Prabhupada arranged a marriage ceremony in front of 30,000 people, you know. I don't know, this was the world record of a marriage, you know, number of people attending a marriage, 30,000. And Prabhupada said, this is real United Nations, Prabhupada said. So Prabhupada, this is preaching. And therefore, apparent engagement, involvement of a sannyasi into marriage is also Krishna consciousness, because it is for preaching. That is the point. So everything has to be connected to Krishna. That's the point which Prabhupada is trying to illustrate here. When Prabhupada was with his disciples in Vishakhapatnam in the mutt of Bhakti Evapuri Maharaj, many disciples, it was on the bank or on the shores of an ocean. So Prabhupada would go for morning walk. And one day Prabhupada asked, so all of you are going to the beach for taking bath? And he would be surprised. Prabhupada, can you do that? Is it not illusion? Not Maya? Why Maya? You are going to the beach, and you go to the beach, you see Krishna. You see sun, because in the beach you get sunlight. When you see sun, Prabhupada said, the light of sun is coming from Krishna. The ocean, the taste of water is Krishna. So if you only remember Krishna, anything you do in your life, you are connected to Krishna. So Prabhupada said, go to the beach. And then one devotee asked, Prabhupada, can we swim also? Why not? Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu swim. And he played also, so you can also play. But most important thing is to remember Krishna. So devotees were really taken aback that Prabhupada was encouraging such kind of material activity. And then the lesson came that actually apparent material activity or social dealings which we have, which is very common in the material world, we cannot live outside a social structure. But we have to connect it to Krishna. We have to remember Krishna. That's the point Prabhupada is trying to say. And therefore, even an apparent family life, as mentioned here in the pages of Bhagavatam, can be a happy moment of coming together. In this particular instance, we find, I don't know how many people have come and gathered at this place in Kurukshetra. They are not mentioning the number. They are mentioning just the kings and their subjects. And we just saw in the whole purport, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9 dynasties are meeting. And these are not small dynasties, no? These are a huge kingdom. And they're all coming. Forget about dynasty. Krishna has come with his 16,108 wives, with each 10 son and one daughter. That itself is a huge number. As the previous purport said, only Aniruddha stayed back to guard the kingdom. Rest, everyone was in Yatra. Stay back team was Aniruddha only. Everyone went for Yatra. So we can just imagine so many devotees are coming here. We have experience of so many people gathering in Mumbai, in India. Kumbh Mela or Ratha Yatra in Jagannath Puri. But it can be sometimes chaos if people come. But you don't find any explanation of chaotic situation here. People are happy. How? Somehow they are all Krishna conscious and things got managed. Krishna managed the situation. There was no stampede, there was no anxiety of barricades, and because they are going to take bath in one lake on solar eclipse. That can be too much organization to get bathing in one place. But somehow we find no chaos here. In fact, the whole thing is so beautiful that it comes in the pages of Bhagavatam as one of the most esoteric pastime which takes place between Krishna and the gopis. So this is what we can see from this particular instant, that there was no problem in all these devotees coming together and meeting at Kurukshetra. I remember one time myself and Madan Gopalpu had gone long back to Kurukshetra because we wanted to go for IYS Yatra in Kurukshetra. And we have generally 500, 600 devotee students, they come for our IYS Yatra. So when we went there, we went and we were asking about different accommodations where we can stay. So we asked one devotee that, Prabhuji, can we really get accommodation of 500 devotees? I said, 500? You know, Kurukshetra, solar eclipse, 10 lakh people come. You're talking about 500? Then I told him, that's okay, but they come and go. We're going to stay. That is the difference between our yatra and other yatras. Other yatra, yat tirtha buddhi salilena kariji, take bath and go away. But Krishna conscious yatras are where, what is the purpose of taking bath? That discussion is taking place. So here, in this case, they are not just taking bath and leaving. They are staying there and they are worshipping Krishna. So I told them that actually these 500 people are going to stay here. Like we had our Mayapur yatra last time, and so many devotees came that we had to keep devotees outside the campus. Not everyone could stay in the campus. So there were some hotels which we took, which we had never glanced upon any time in our life. But we had to take them also. And apparently it was mentioned AC hotel. But later it came to know it was not even a proper room also. What to speak of bathroom and toilet. So many devotees had issues, problems. They had 2-3 devotees, they packed their bag and went away also. Hare Krishna. So these are some things. So then we were analyzing why it happened like that. Then we came to conclusion that 4,000, 5,000 devotees coming to Mayapur. Has it ever happened in the history of Mayapur? Yes, happened. Gaur Purnima. But they come in the morning and go in the evening. Finish. No accommodation required. One more event. There is sometimes Vyaspuja ceremony of Jayapataka Maharaj, they come. But they stay for one day, one night maximum, or two nights, they go away. And you don't mind one or two days adjusting, you know, in one room, 10 people are there. There is no confinement of catching a bus at this time, prasadam time. So anytime, aram se, take bath and all. But if someone has to stay, 4,000 people have to stay for 10 days in Mayapur, that can be real chaos. So this dham is not designed to host 4,000 people for 10 days, and therefore there has to be a problem. So here we find in these pages of in the Bhagavatam here, Kurukshetra, thousands and thousands of Vaishnavas have come, and they're staying together, and they have happy dealings. And in this different kind of Vaishnava dealings, different rasas have been churned. All are experiencing different rasas, and there is one important rasa which this pastime stands out, is the rasa of Krishna's dealing with the gopis. Balramji had gone to Vrindavan, and Balramji's entry into Vrindavan had given solace to the gopis and the Vrindavan devotees. Uddhava had come and went back, and he had given that Krishna will come, but Krishna had not come. So Balramji went. When Balramji came, there was much more happier, because Balramji was like not just a messenger, he was own family member. So Balramji, like a Guru Tattva, entered and he gave the connection. And it's mentioned immediately after Balramji went back to Dwarka, that was the time when solar eclipse came. And Krishna said, we should invite now the Brajavasis. So Krishna had already planned to go to Kurukshetra for solar eclipse. He sent a message that all the Vrindavan Vasis should also come to Kurukshetra. So everyone packed their bags. Now everyone was coming to Kurukshetra for solar eclipse, to take bath, many of them. Maybe not Dwarka Vasis, definitely not Vrindavan Vasis. We have so many examples where Nanda Maharaj wanted to go to some holy place apart from Vrindavan, and Krishna discouraged him. One time Krishna was going, playing around, and he saw mother was cooking some dry prasad and packing it. So, what is this dry prasad? So, your father Nanda Maharaj is going for a long travel, is it? So he went and asked, Baba, where are you going? So, I am going to Prayag. Is it? Why? Because there is this Sangam of Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati, I want to take bath there. So Krishna said, why are you going? Stay here. Everything is here in Vrindavan. He said, that's okay. I agree with that. It's our Vrindavan. But still, it is a good duty of a householder to go for a yatra like that. So Krishna said, can you wait for one day, you know, then go. So Krishna made him for one day. The next day in the morning, Nanda Maharaj goes to this place, Pavan Sarovar, and he finds a strange sight where he finds a man fully decorated with ornaments, gold, but black in color, on a white horse. And he comes riding and he gets down. Then he starts rolling in the dust of Vrindavan. And Nanda Maharaj is confused. And then he runs and jumps into Pavan Sarovar. He's more confused. Then he comes out, he is full white. Then he comes out, again rolls in the dust of Vrindavan, again jumps into Pavan Sarovar. 3 times he does like that. So Nanda Maharaj is intrigued. I have never seen this man in Vrindavan. Let me go and ask who's he. He said, who are you by the way? What are you doing? He said, I am Prayagraj. Nanda Maharaj said, I heard this name somewhere, you know. I am Prayagraj, don't you know this famous place? So why have you come to Vrindavan? So people come and deposit their sinful activities, reactions in man. I need some place to clear my account, you know. So I come to here, Vrindavan, in this Pavan Sarovar. And Nanda Maharaj is thinking that this is my private bathing place, you know. And he's coming here. So anyway, then he says that, do you know, there are some ladies on the other end of the ghat of the Pavan Sarovar. Those are all the different rivers. Saraswati, Ganga, Jamuna, Narmada. They also come on the day of Akshatriti and take bath here. And Nanda Maharaj is very happy. Then he goes back to his home. And Krishna asks, so Nanda Maharaj, what happened? You're not getting late? Are you not packing and going to Prayagraj? No, I've changed my plan. So Krishna discouraged devotees of Vrindavan to go anywhere outside Vrindavan because everything was in Vrindavan. Nanda Maharaj wanted to go to Badrinath. Krishna created Badrinath and Kedarnath in Vrindavan. So why were Vrindavan Vasis leaving Braj to go to Kurukshetra? The reason was to meet Krishna, not to take bath. To meet Krishna, to finally get reunited with Krishna. And so all the gopis have come, Radharani has come. But how can they meet Krishna? Because Krishna is not alone. There is his whole entourage, his wives are there. He is a king now. How can they meet? So they're thinking within the heart, how that will happen, how everyone is meeting each other, but we are not meeting. So it is mentioned by Acharya is that Krishna is also constantly thinking about how we can meet, how Radharani and Gopis can meet me. And then he discloses his plan to Subhadra, how we can meet. Subhadra said, don't worry. If you go alone, people may raise their eyes, where this Krishna is going. So you take along me and Balaramji also. So it will be like a family visit. And that too we'll do in such a way that we will plot very intelligently. Say we will take three different chariots. We will not go in one chariot. Three different chariots. First I will go, Subhadra said. Then Balaramji should follow. And finally you should come. So it should look like I am going and Balaram is also interested. And because Balaram and Subhadra are going, so Krishna also is coming. So this is the esoteric meaning that why Subhadra first goes on the Rath Yatra. And then Balaramji follows and Krishna comes. But who is the most important, who is the person who is really wanting this meeting? Krishna. So he is behind. So therefore Krishna always lagged behind. Subhadra was going very fast, Balaramji was going fast, but Krishna's Rath was going very slow. So this is a pastime which takes place even today. That Krishna is wanting to meet the Vrindavan devotees. And then it is mentioned Radharani and Gopis, they see Krishna. Now Krishna is in a very formal place. So it is mentioned Krishna in his heart, he expanded and he embraced each of the gopis and then he reciprocated with their love. And now Radharani is thinking that Krishna is there, but somehow the pastimes are not happening. Why? Because the place is not there. So Radharani wants now Krishna to come to Vrindavan. So how to take Krishna to Vrindavan? So Radharani decides with all the gopis that you should pull Krishna on his rath to Vrindavan. And that is this whole esoteric pastime of Rath Yatra manifested at Kurukshetra, wherein Srimati Radharani is taking help of gopis and she is pulling the rath of Krishna along with Balaram and Subhadra to take them back to Braj Vrindavan. So this Kurukshetra is a very important holy place in generic, but in specific to Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And therefore we find Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he was touring all over different holy places, he specifically went to Kurukshetra on a solar eclipse. Not to take bath, but to recollect and think about the pastime of how the gopis felt separation from Krishna on this particular day of solar eclipse. And therefore he went there and he was very much immersed in the mood of that pastime, and he told all the devotees to perform Sankirtan. Because that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed, that if you want to reach to the highest stage of Krishna consciousness, the means is Sankirtan. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he stayed there and then he decided to actually build a temple there. And today also on the banks of the Samant Panchak Sannihit Sarovar, there is a beautiful Gaudiya Math temple which Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur himself built, called as Vyasa Gaudiya Math, and he installed the deity of Gopikant or Radhakant, something like that. So that temple is still standing. 1930s, and then 2-3 years later, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur disappeared. So this pastime happened. Srila Prabhupada also went to Kurukshetra. Prabhupada went in with a different angle. Prabhupada went to preach in Kurukshetra. Sumati Morarji recollects that Prabhupada Lilamrit or some other place, one devotee mentions. Sumati Morarji mentioned that the first ever time she saw Prabhupada was in Kurukshetra. She mentions that she went to Jyotisar, the place where Gita was spoken, and she was taking darshan, and then suddenly she was attracted with this humble sadhu sage, a sannyasi, who was chanting Hare Krishna on the bank, exactly sitting under the tree where Krishna spoke the Gita. So she was very intrigued, she was always very much associated with sadhus. So she went and talked with Srila Prabhupada and asked him, who is he? And Prabhupada humbly introduced. And then she left. Prabhupada forgot about that. But Sumati Morarji remembered. And when Prabhupada came to Sumati Morarji in Mumbai for the first time to get donation for printing of Bhagavatam, Sumati Morarji immediately recognized him and told him, I saw you there in Kurukshetra. And she mentioned that how she saw Prabhupada for the first time in Kurukshetra. The next time Prabhupada went to Kurukshetra was the day when Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, 1975, I guess. Somewhere in September, Prabhupada was very sick. And suddenly Prabhupada got some life. And then he got an invitation from Kurukshetra for a Gita conference. So Prabhupada said, I am very sick, what should I do? He asked all the disciples. And disciples said, Prabhupada, we came
had a meeting and we came to the conclusion that you should not go because it's very, you are sick and plus you have to travel 2-3 hours by vehicle. It's very hot. You don't go. So Prabhupada said, whatever you say, I'll follow. And Prabhupada said that and he did not say anything and everyone thought Kurukshetra is not there. And suddenly on that very day when the meeting was supposed to take place, Prabhupada said in the morning, I think so we should go to Kurukshetra. And Prabhupada, you are sick. That's okay. But it's an opportunity to preach. Why should I leave? So Prabhupada said, immediately arrange for me to go to Kurukshetra. And Prabhupada was just recovering from his sickness. Prabhupada went to Kurukshetra to attend this Gita conference. And Prabhupada, as usual, when he would go to such conference, Prabhupada's turn to speak would be always last. So Prathurup Maharaj mentions in the Lilamrita that people in India would like Prabhupada's association, but physical association, not Vani. They would love Prabhupada's Bapu more than Vani. Bapu means Prabhupada would come with Western disciples, that would create a roar and many people would come. But as soon as Prabhupada would speak, he would speak so heavy, then they would be like very heartbroken. So they would always keep Prabhupada in the end. So that Prabhupada speaks in the end. Because Prabhupada speaks in the beginning, what will happen? Many people will be very discouraged, you know, including the speakers who came. So that conference happened that day and everyone speaking Hindi, no one understanding what's happening, you know. But devotees recollect there was Shanti, Shanti, this word coming regularly in the conference, you know, peace, peace. And Prabhupada was like, you know, Prabhupada's feelings, emotions were changing always, hearing those Mayavadi talks, you know. And Prabhupada went last and he sat. And as soon as he went, sat down, he started pounding. And the only thing the devotees understood, Prabhupada is very, very furious, you know, very fiery. And Prabhupada said, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Raja. He spoke 10 minutes, then he came down. And Prabhupada said, how was my class? So Prabhupada then, okay, Prabhupada, did you understand my class? Prabhupada, we didn't understand, but we understood the mood of your class. Yeah, my mood was fiery, Prabhupada said. Because these guys, they spoke so much on peace, 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 but they never mentioned even once the name of Krishna. And they are in the Kurukshetra where Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita and they are having Gita conference. And not even speaking Krishna's name. Therefore, I was speaking that how Krishna is saying, surrender unto me. That is the most important part of Bhagavad Gita. Not the Shanti message. The message of surrender is important. And this is what Kurukshetra is all about. Kurukshetra is for, the message is not for Shanti, the message is for surrender. When the gopis came and surrendered to Krishna. So there are so many things which happened in Kumbh Mela. Time is short and I guess we will end here. And any questions, comments, devotees have, they can. We will not take questions, any comments, or we will end the class. Okay, thank you so much for your patient listening. Grantharaj, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.